Laser Center, your total eye care team. Visit their website, laionlaser.com, or call 318-487-2020.
Studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. I want to remind you, Guidry's Warehouse is a family-owned and operated small business. They're looking to turn your house into a home. They're at 1339 North Pine Street in DeRidder. Discover the perfect furniture for your whole home at Guidry's Warehouse Furniture. Stop by Guidry's Warehouse. Get a new look. What movies are playing at Parkway Cinema? Go to KDNCinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Lisa Frankenstein, Argyle, one of the top movies in the nation right now, and The Beekeeper. Our guest this morning is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Dr. Cassidy, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, all the listeners.
So, out of curiosity, most people address you as Dr. Cassidy or Senator Cassidy. Which are you most known as?
Well, do you want a colonoscopy?
Okay, Senator.
If somebody knows me from high school, they call me Billy, and it always makes me think I'm 16 again, so that's always great.
Always a great way to feel. Can you believe for, I think the girl from Iowa, Caitlin, that is the basketball sensation, has done more for women's basketball. I'm not a big basketball fan for women, but I think she's done more. I see the cheapest ticket you can get for tonight's Iowa game, which are not available anymore, is $500 a ticket for women's basketball.
You know, women's sports in general, so LSU's gymnastic team was at Missouri a couple weeks ago. 7,300 people showed up at a gymnastics meet.
Wow.
I mean, women's sports just taking off.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Okay, have you ever heard of a company? They own hundreds of radio stations, Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You ever heard of that company?
I never have. I thought you were going to tell me Ted Dumas Incorporated.
Well, actually, they have hundreds of radio stations, and they filed for bankruptcy. They got tons of debt, and they're working their way out. And Source Fund Management is set to become the company is pending emergence from it. They're going to have the largest position in this company. George Source, in the radio, he's been in quite a bit with Latin stations and Spanish stations. And I'm sure the FCC will find George Soros just the perfect person to be there. Do you have concerns with that?
I absolutely do. I mean, so what's happened on the right is that there have been a Latino radio stations that have become conservative. So you go to Miami, and you're not just going to turn on the regular kind of, you know, tripe that comes from the left. You're going to hear people talking about, you know, jobs and how to create jobs. And not through the public sector, but through private sector. And Latinos are becoming conservative. Maybe they always were, but now they feel welcome to the party. So I can tell you the left's going to try and fight back on that. This kind of organic thing where folks from Latin American countries realize they're probably more Republican than Democrats. George Soros is going to fight against that.
Well, if he doesn't mind losing money, it's already losing a lot of money, so I guess he's in good company. I saw something this morning that concerns me. Illegal immigration could have major impact on House seats, maybe up to 20-something seats based on all the immigrants coming to this country. Is that something we're going to see just continually? I mean, we're going to have people voting in America that are not citizens?
I think that's part. No, they're not voting. They're not voting. So I think this has been their strategy for a decade. The way the census works is it is based upon the number of people, not upon the number of citizens. That's in the Constitution, and it's been fought. Everybody wants to change it, but it's going to be very difficult to change. And the Constitution says the census is based upon the number of people. It doesn't matter if they're legal or illegal. Now, as it turns out, most people coming here illegally go to cities because that's where more people live. And so it swells the number of people in a city. So you end up with, whatever the size of the congressional district is, 800,000, and maybe 100,000 of them can't vote. Doesn't matter if that district turns out to be Democratic. And if the city is Democratic, you end up with more Democratic seats. If they don't vote, so much the better, because, again, many of them are learning that they're conservatives, and so they would perhaps vote for a Republican. But instead, it swells the number of congressional seats that go to Democrats. By the way, it also swells the number of seats going to Texas. We keep on wondering why Texas is growing so much. They got a great economy, a lot of good things for Texas. They got a lot of people there illegally, and that swells their numbers, which means they get more congressional seats.
One of the things that maybe me and conservatives disagree on, I work a lot with the Spanish community, especially in the past when I was in the cable business. The hardest working people, in my opinion, that's ever been in America is the Spanish community. You want something built, you want farms taken care of. I think we've got two different classes in America. We got this one class that, holy cow, if they left, we're in trouble. And we can't seem to forget those people, Senator.
Well, I can tell you that after Katrina, been about almost 20 years ago now, but there was another storm. My brother out in the backyard kind of cleaning up the yard. It takes us all day with my son helping. And at the end of it, he looks at it, he goes, if we had been two Mexicans, we would have finished up in 2 hours. And so, and Katrina and after Katrina, New Orleans wouldn't have come back had there not been Latin American labor. And you can't help but notice after Rita, all the guys doing the roofs appeared to be from Latin America. So a really hard-working group of folks. I'm not against. In fact, I want legal immigration. What we can't have is 300,000 people coming across the border illegally in the month of December with no kind of ability to control it. And so God bless the folks that come here and work hard. We still, as a country, have to control our border.
You and Senator Kennedy voted for Ukraine aid and a bill that didn't have anything for the border control on it. Some people have questioned that. What's your thoughts?
Well, first, we wanted to put an amendment to control the border. And the people who opposed aid to Ukraine wouldn't let us do so. And so they deliberately tied up the bill so that we couldn't add an amendment that would help control the border. It was cynical. It was dishonest to the American people. I made a floor speech. You can Google it. You can find it. It's on C-SPAN. But why would I want to help the Ukrainians push back on Russia? That's another question. Russia is trying to kill Americans. They just are. There's now a report, Ted, and it's in the news, that Russia is trying to put nuclear weapons in the sky, in their satellites. Wait a second. Russia's putting nuclear weapons in their satellites? They're not doing that to attack the Chinese. They're not doing that to attack the Ukrainians. They're doing that because they're prepared to attack the United States of America. Now, here we got a country putting nuclear weapons in the atmosphere so that they can attack us directly or indirectly. And we're not going to help the Ukrainians fight them. I mean, this just blows my mind. The Russians are trying to kill us. Putin is in particular. The Putin is trying to use the Russian people to kill us. So I just think that, one, we got to push back against the Russians because the Russians are trying to kill us. And if the Ukrainians will do it for us instead of us as they fight for their freedom, so much the better. My son, my daughter, your children, grandchildren are not at risk. Secondly, we got to support Israel. That's Secondly, we've got to support Israel. And lastly, communist China is trying to take over Taiwan. Now, you may say that doesn't matter to us. 40% of our computer chips come from Taiwan. If communist China takes Taiwan, everything that relies upon a computer chip, like, we don't get. So washing machines, dryers. There's a guy up in Shreveport who's got cement trucks. He's got a back order of cement trucks for like a year and a half because they don't have enough computer chips. We're going to let China control our economy? So anyway, we've got to control the border. We've got to control the border. But when people tie up a bill deliberately to not allow an amendment to control the border, I'm still going to protect our country.
So does Ukraine have any chance of winning against Russia?
Yeah, but the more we starve them for weapons, the less they do. That's just reality. Right now, they're running out of ammunition, and so, of course, the Russians are making advances. If the Ukrainians have more ammunition, they can fight. And by the way, it's not my granddaughter, my grandson, or your children or grandchildren. It's Ukrainians. But at the same time, their interests align with the U.S. I think it's a good investment.
U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest this morning. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook. You can go to bassheatingandcooling.com, and when you call, mention you heard this ad on the radio, you get a 10% additional discount.
This is Landon Womack from Winfield, Louisiana. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern State University, majoring in radiological science. Rad Science allows me to help others live healthier lives with an advancement of technology in the field, which promotes general well-being. If you live in Wynn Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. And always, fork 'em demons.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat, shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, don't forget, if you need a gift for an anniversary, for a birthday, for a wedding, especially weddings, you go to Nichols. Why? Because they've got exactly what you want. That's not the big box store type item. They're in Winfield, Leesville, Cushat, and Manny. They're waiting to serve you. U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy is our guest this morning. Senator Cassidy, it looks to me like that what the legislature came out with redistricting is a very close facsimile of what they came out with a number of years ago that was overturned. Correct or not?
Yeah, you know, last time they called it the Z District because it looked like the Mark of Zorro. It doesn't quite look, now looks like a hot dog district, you know, kind of going from North Baton Rouge all the way up to South Shreveport or something like that, up Mikado. So, you know, Governor Landry, you know, wanted to get ahead of what the courts were demanding he did. He created a district which, you know, creates a second minority district. So it's a little bit tough because right now Republicans in the House, Mike Johnson, their speaker, have a very slim majority. Like, it's down to, like, four people. And this is one more vote they're going to lose. This is a Democratic district. And so so the legislature just created another Democratic district, which means it's going to be that much harder for Republicans to hold the House next time. It's a tough thing, man. It's a real tough thing.
That's going to end up in the courts and they decide?
Well, so the middle district, let me just put it out there. The middle district federal courts in Louisiana, so the middle districts around the Baton Rouge area, all those judges were appointed by Obama. So they're considered to be a little left of center. I think an appeal has been filed on this in the Western District, and those are all the judges that Kennedy and I have nominated. So they are more conservative. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Western District judges, you know, kind of rule differently how this goes. Hey, let me mention two things to you. Ready? One thing that also bugs me about that, one, I don't like the fact they created a second minority district. I'm a Republican. I want Republican districts. But the legislature just went to close primaries, not for every race, but for 28 seats. And over the next 10 years, according to the Secretary of State, Louisiana will spend $135 million on elections that they otherwise wouldn't if we kept open elections. Now think about that, Ted. That's $135 million, which with inflation will get even higher. So when I travel through Louisiana and I go to Sabine Parish and they want some federal dollars and state dollars to do, I don't know, a drainage project, and they're going to be told, well, there's no state money. $135 million would go a long way to addressing whatever that drainage project would be. And there's going to be some road in Natchitoches Parish, and there's not going to be state money. And the state's spending $135 million for 28 different types of offices, 28 different offices, $135 million. Now, I'm a fiscal conservative. When I hear about, you know, well, I'm a Republican, so I hear a second Democratic district, I don't like it. Fiscal conservative, when I hear $135 million for 28 different races, I'm just thinking, what in the heck is going on here? Anyway, I just want to toss that out because that's one of the big things that happened in that special session.
The Senate, they're going to have an impeachment trial?
So the House sent over impeachment on Mayorkas, who's the Secretary of Homeland Security. And if they send it over for an impeachment, we're going to have a trial. And if he did something which is a high crime and misdemeanor, I'll vote for impeachment.
But the numbers are not there to do that, are they?
No, Democrats will kind of oppose it no matter what. And by the way, Republicans, I mean, theoretically, you got to show you've done a high crime or a misdemeanor. So I haven't heard any of the evidence. I mean, I don't know either way. So it's going to be, yeah, that's why you have a trial. That's the way our founding fathers set up our Constitution. So let's do it.
If we look forward to the, I guess, convention, with everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks, will Joe Biden still be on the ticket for the Democratic Party?
Man, that guy seems to be losing it. I mean, I see yourself the latest thing. For the people listening who may not be aware of this, the Department of Justice, an attorney went and interviewed Joe Biden about you know, why he had these records that he wasn't supposed to have. And they decided not to charge him. Now, if you don't charge somebody who looks like he's guilty, you got to explain why. And he said because Joe Biden would come across to a jury as well-meaning, elderly, and has lost his memory, basically. So I could never get a conviction because he looked like everybody's grandfather who's in the nursing home, and people think that's pretty sympathetic. And so they're not going to convict him. I mean, when the leader of the free world doesn't have a memory, that's kind of a problem. So Biden got up there. I'm sure you saw this, Ted. Biden got up there all mad because he said that the attorney for the Department of Justice brought up his dead son, Beau. And he was mad because he couldn't remember when Bo died. He couldn't remember the year Bo died. Turns out Biden brought up his dead son's death. And Biden didn't remember that he was the one that brought it up. So that said, I think Democrats are going to keep him. And this is the craziest thing in the world.
But Republicans and conservatives, the last thing they want is to lose Joe Biden on the ticket, is it not?
Well, I mean, what if Kamala Harris took her place?
Well, but look at, the person I fear the most is Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I don't think Michelle would want to do it. They're living a good life now. I don't think she'd want to do it and hadn't made any noise that way. But if, I agree with you. Joe Biden is the person that Donald Trump can beat. And I think Donald Trump wants to run against Joe Biden. On the other hand, I mean, if they replace him with that's why people wanted to impeach Biden. I'm saying, you want to impeach Biden and then Kamala Harris as the president? I mean, give me a break. I think the Democratic Party is playing their cards pretty poorly right now.
If you're as fractured as the Republican Party seems to be now, can they win?
Well, Trump's got a big following. And right now,
he's also got a big distraction as well.
He does, but a lot of people who formerly wouldn't vote for Trump are now. For example, you know, the whole DEI thing, after October the 7th, where Hamas went in and killed all the Israelis, killed like, what was it, 3,000 Israelis, babies, pregnant women, grandparents, they just killed them. I mean, that so shocked folks. And then those university presidents come up and they kind of talk all this woke nonsense. So a lot of folks who are Democrats who are incredibly offended by that are now supporting, I don't know if they're going to support Trump, but they're not going to support Biden. And by the way, I'll point out, that's another reason why I voted for this recent security bill. I think we need to support Israel. As a Christian, as an American, I look over there, and Israel is the best friend the United States has in a really tough region of the world. So when people vote against Israel, I just don't get it sometimes.
Our guest this morning is Senator Bill Cassidy. Be back in a moment. Keep Louisiana beautiful. They've again recognized Northwestern State University's effort to beautify campuses. They're getting a $7,887 beautification grant from KLB to enhance the entrance to Northwestern's Watson Memorial Library. Northwestern State University, providing excellence in education.
This is Mary Scruggs from Natchitoches, Louisiana. I'm a senior at Northwestern State University, majoring in communications. I chose NSU to pursue a career as a professional communicator, such as a journalist, digital content producer, or advertising and public relations specialist. If you live in Natchitoches Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Fork and Demons!
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes. Great colors and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn and Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest. Don't forget about Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They got 14 locations, including Leesville, Nacogdoches, Winfield, and Alexandria, to provide the best in eye care to you. For an appointment, 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Senator Bill Cassidy, what are you working on these days?
Well, one thing I want to mention to folks, because this is kind of related to what I've been working on. Lake Charles Methanol is a company that's going to build a $3.5 billion plant down in Lake Charles area. $3.5 billion. And they're going to create, I don't know, like 80 permanent jobs with an average wage of $126,000. But they're going to create like 3,000 construction jobs. Now, they're building down there in large measure because of the work I did on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that created kind of, okay, we're going to make a commitment to doing stuff like Lake Charles Methanol is doing. And so the strategy I had on that bill said, let's get some public dollars, but more importantly, let's attract the private. And this is $3.5 billion more on top of tens of billions that is already coming. Good times coming for Louisiana workers.
I kind of see with the economy kind of making a rebound and with the oil and gas forefront in the states, I see a good future ahead for Louisiana, from education to jobs to pretty well everything. Are you as optimistic as I am about Louisiana's future?
I really am. The next three decades, Louisiana is going to be on the forefront, and I can just say objectively, the stuff I've been working on in Congress that would, you know, take advantage of Louisiana's workforce, Louisiana's geography, and Louisiana's kind of existing economy is going to be a large measure of that. By the way, I also think that the infrastructure bill bringing high-speed, affordable internet to everybody in the state is going to be part of that. You can live in Sabine or Vernon or you name your parish, have access to high-speed, affordable internet. That way your wife will live there with you, and, of course, you live where your wife tells you to, and then, boom, these parishes with all their beauty are now going to be able to attract the young people that before kind of like, I don't even have internet, I'm leaving. No, you can stay, you can flourish, you can do great.
You brought up internet, and I just had someone text me. Is Gerald Long still handling internet for you at your office?
Oh, boy, I sure wish he was. But, no, he's gone into the private sector, and he's doing some consulting work for some of the parishes, helping them pull down more of this infrastructure money. There's billions out there, Ted. And I tell folks, I don't want it to go to Texas or Arkansas or Mississippi or Indiana. I want it to come to Louisiana. And so Gerald's out there helping local governments access these dollars so it helps our people and not somebody across the nation.
Dr. Cassidy, always enjoy visiting with you. Look forward to next month. Stay safe.
Thanks, Ted.
Touched me like